For Progressive Voices, I'm John Sinton, and this is A Turning Point. Today, forewarned is forearmed, but is anyone listening? There's been some debate about how good a look we, the American people, should have at the motives and actions of the MAGA crowd. On the no side is the sentiment that it would cause panic. On the yes side is the idea that we need to do anything to alert average people who don't pay attention to politics of our new, really sticky situation. For me, it's well past time to scare the masses. Maybe if we all help to get the word out and Americans begin to protest this legal but immoral power grab, we can shine enough light to prevent it from happening. After all, they say sunlight is the best disinfectant, and the courts can't or won't do anything. But if enough people are aware of the prospect, perhaps the radical Republicans in name only will lose their nerve. Following is a sampling of thought from a few well-known writers, lawyers, and pundits. First, from writer and radio host Tom Hartman, we get, quote, "Once they have control of both the political and the deep state or administrative government, these conservatives intend to set about making the changes they've been pushing for years. They include ending gay marriage and criminalizing being trans, outlawing abortion and most forms of birth control, ending the teaching of Black history, outlawing diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives as well as affirmative action, shutting down most functions of the EPA so the fossil fuel and chemical industries can do whatever they want with our air and water, ending enforcement of our anti-monopoly laws, firing thousands of IRS investigators to make America safe for morbidly rich tax cheats, shutting down all green initiatives and instead drill, baby, drill, selling off public lands and parks to the highest bidders, privatizing Social Security and ending traditional Medicare, and ending federal funding for public schools and colleges." On the subject of strongman worship, here's Franklin Foer in The Atlantic, quote, "Putin worship isn't even an aberration in the history of conservatism, merely the latest instance of a long tradition of admiring foreign dictators. Over the past century, without ever really blushing, the American right has similarly celebrated the likes of Adolf Hitler, Francisco Franco, and just about every Latin American military junta that called itself anti-communist. The right hails these dictators as ideological comrades in the war to preserve traditional society and the values of order and patriarchy against the assault of the decadent left, as they see us. Unlike conservative politicians in the United States, these foreign leaders don't even need to bother with mouthing encomiums about concepts like tolerance, freedom, and democracy. They can deliver reactionary politics in the unvarnished form that some hardliners on the American right have always hoped would take root in their own country," unquote. Now, these observations on how to run against democracy from Barbara McQuaid's new book, Attack from Within. You may know her as a former federal prosecutor. She's on television a lot. The logic here is breathtakingly simple. It reminds us, in the words of Mark Twain, that it is easier to lie to someone than it is to convince them that they've been lied to. Number one, convince people the country is in decline. Number two, repeat the falsehood that elections are fixed, therefore the courts are fixed by illegitimate judges who are elected in unfair races or were appointed by people who stole an election. Therefore, number three, you can't trust them or law enforcement, including the Department of Justice, the FBI, prosecutors, etc. Therefore, the rule of law is destroying democracy. How's that? Her thesis, with which I wholeheartedly agree, is that disinformation erodes respect for the rule of law. Our strength is our vulnerability, in that the rule of law relies on honest and ethical people who put the country over political parties, personal power, and authoritarians. Here's Tom Hartman again. Quote, "The best way to prevent this from happening is to widely publicize their scheme so public opinion will become so intense that they fear the consequences," unquote. The problem, as McQuaid points out, is disinformation. We've managed to maintain our integrity through the years because we shared the same media universe. For most of our history, we have all pulled together when it mattered most. Because of our history, replete with examples of authoritarians claiming biblical support of slavery, blocking school entrances or beating peaceful protesters on a bridge in Montgomery or at a convention in Chicago, we thought it couldn't happen here. But that depended on honorable people upholding our long-tested ethical standards. The Confederacy tried to undermine the majority. Charles Lindbergh, Father Coughlin, and the 30s anti-Semites and isolationists tried as well. Joe McCarthy tried. The John Birchers tried. George Wallace tried. They all nearly succeeded, but were stopped by the common decency of well-informed Americans. It wasn't until the current age of disinformation that we wound up on today's frightening path. For Progressive Voices, I'm John Sinton.
Progressive Voices' John Sinton has written a continuing series called A Turning Point that touches on politics, culture, and media. You can hear the short essays in the on-demand section of progressivevoices.com and on the PV app.